I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. We are 3 weeks from our next vacation over Christmas time, but we're only 2 weeks away from Alice in Winterland. La 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 la. And every hour all week from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m, we've got code words for you to enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the sold out Alice in Winterland sponsored by Macy's. And you'll be qualified to win a meet and greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th, the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is diamond. D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Diamond. Take the word diamond and text it to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered to win diamond. Next hour, we'll have another code word for you. That's how code words work. Every hour, there's a whole hour. I want to say hello, people listening who aren't Vinny and Maddie. These guys are so scruffy.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about two of you.
I shaved because I had a beard going into vacation.
You did.
I shaved it off.
Did you get to take a gander at Hunter Boy over here?
Yeah, good. Well, he came in last night.
I know.
I'm not surprised.
You didn't take the extra. I like it. I like a vacation beard.
Well, we'll take a.
The two
of us will take a selfie with our vacation beard.
Oh, yeah.
For the Instagram they want me to keep putting stuff on.
Fantastic.
510
oh, yeah.
Says,
no, every day, buddy.
Morning show. Miss you guys like crazy. Hope you had an amazing break. Re-listen to the old episode where Vinny told the Lost Keys in Hawaii story. I was LOLing so hard while driving, I had to pull over. Oh. Love you guys so much. I just wanted to say that. You guys have been a big part of my life for the last 15 years. I don't spend 4 hours per day or on anything else in my life other than work. You guys are addictive and my drug of choice.
Oh, that's so nice.
That is really nice.
Well, we're grateful for you too. Did you guys go around the table and do the thankful thing?
A little bit.
Yeah. We didn't. We started and then we just started talking. And then I realized afterwards, I'm like, oh, we never made it all the way around the table.
We didn't do Thanksgiving.
Oh, what?
No, we drove to Pennsylvania, my dad and I, on Thanksgiving Day, so we didn't really do Thanksgiving. We had pig stomach the night before, which is kind of a Pennsylvania Dutch Thanksgiving thing.
Okay, all right. So you didn't have any turkey, you had pig stomach?
Pig stomach.
Did you have a choice between turkey and pig stomach?
No.
Here's what's being on the pig stomach.
One of my favorites.
You really like it?
Yeah.
Like you're not lying? You're not just
I'm not lying at all. No, it's a pig stomach stuffed with a round of sausage.
What kind of sausage? Like deer bologna?
No, just
stop it.
Just a normal.
Please stop spitting. Don't do that, Vinny. You're making yourself barf.
a round of sausage.
I did. And it's got potatoes and cabbage. And it's stuffed into a pig's stomach.
In the stomach.
And then you fry the pig's stomach and bake it.
You've got to stop it. Just stop. Vinny, it's okay. Just blank it out of your mind.
It's real good.
Okay. Today is Cyber Monday.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
It is. By the way, we are fully 2 days into December. You know what? Congratulations, Vinny. You've made it to another Christmas. Oh, amazing.
I'm not even, you might think I'd be, it's going so goddamn fast.
It was I
cannot believe we're already in December and the slide is on, man.
Oh.
It's going to be New Year's and then back to the
grind.
It's over.
It's over.
It's just winter now. Yeah. Just regular old winter. There's nothing special.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Here's a couple of texts real quick before you get started. And I don't know if you're going to go right into the movie takes, but...
No, I'll do that.
Vinny's review of Moana 2 was spot on. We thought we saw Lin-Manuel Miranda. Is it Manuel or Manuel?
I think it's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay. In the credits, but honestly, exactly. A very forgettable but enjoyable moment. Enjoyable in the...
In the moment.
In the moment movie. He's writing the music for live action Moana. Wait a minute. Hey, Vin, no, that's not the one.
It's the prequel to the
Mustafa
King,
movie.
Right.
Mufasa.
Mufasa?
Sorry.
Is that right? That's the dad's name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mufasa? So it's like the prequel. It's like Mufasa's coming of age story. We need more Lion King people.
It is. Vinny Lin-Manuel Miranda was too busy doing the music for Mufasa that is coming out later. Yeah, well, then you should have pushed it. It's not like they needed it this year. They should have pushed it.
Yeah.
It was too important of a movie for them to have just...
You know what, though? They are floating on that money. It broke. I'll start with that one. I don't care. I'll just do it. Moana, they say Moana 2 achieves demigod status. All the box office records were broken. This is the Walt Disney Animation sequel. They say it sailed into history with a Thanksgiving haul of $221 million.
But it wasn't number one, was it?
Oh, yes, it was.
It beat Wicked?
It beat everything. It made $221 million in 5 days. Over the weekend, it made... So Wicked came out last weekend.
Oh, okay.
Wicked is doing... Hold on. I have the whole list of how everything's doing. Wicked made $80 million. Now, listen. The five-day weekend is the thing, is the $221 million. Mm-hmm. Over the actual weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it made... Moana 2 made $135 million.
Okay.
So it made another $100 million on top of that over the five... So from Wednesday night through Sunday. Or maybe does it open on... I think it opens Wednesday night. So when you do the 5 day, it's the biggest thing ever. Wicked made another $80 million. That Wicked is up to $262 million after two weekends out, and Moana 2 after one long weekend out is at 221. Gladiator 2 after two weekends is at about $111 million. It's a hit. It's just not. I mean, meh is the review of that movie.
Mm.
Like it's
good. It's just, there's none of the charm of the first one or the, you didn't leave going, are you not entertained? You just left, that was all right.
I was just kind of entertained, you know, I was there.
Yeah.
They are saying that Moana 2, it shattered record after record. It was launched Thanksgiving Eve, so it was on Wednesday. Heading into the holiday, it was tracking to... They thought it would make about $135 million for the full 5 days. I mean, $100 million more than they were predicting, which really, I think, speaks to the first one. It's
That's
all about...
That's what I'm saying when I reviewed it. I'm not saying it's a terrible movie, but I did feel like it's important. Like, that. How do you discount that and go, it's okay, we'll get anybody, we'll get whoever's hot, and we'll just have them do the music. And people are writing in and saying exactly what I did, which is the music's totally forgettable.
Right.
It's just completely not going to be a thing. There is no thing there. And this Manuel Miranda guy, he did Encanto, or no, is it Encanto? Yeah, he did that one, and that's Bruno.
Yep.
Like those, Bruno was on the actual charts from a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, he's a hit.
I think that's
writer.
The guy. Like, what are you doing?
But keep getting the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Lock him down. Throw all the money. Can you find out what Lin-Manuel Miranda's current net worth is as of Thanksgiving 2024? I'm going to say that guy between Hamilton and all the other soundtracks he's done. And he's an actor, too. I saw him in His Dark Materials. I don't know if you... Mm-mm. Lee something is the character's name.
Nope.
And I don't even think he did any music for that one. But I'm going to say he's worth $225 million. I mean, he's just making money.
Yeah, I would say in that range. The only reason he's not is because he's just only been doing this for 10 years.
I know.
Like, you know, whenever Hamilton broke is when he became a household name.
He blew up.
And he's done, I don't know, a handful of movies.
Right.
He needs to just keep doing those soundtracks.
Right.
He's so good at it.
I would think that Hamilton money's got to be pretty sweet.
He's worth $80 million.
Oh, is that all? Oh, yeah. My God, he's poor.
Well, he's a baby.
Yes, yeah. Yet he's got long term, he'll make all the money, I'm sure.
Well, and it's not like he's trying to write pop music.
No.
He can do what he's doing till his last day.
Yes. Write more plays. I mean, Hamilton was a smash. Is a smash. Anyway, here's a couple of the broken records from over the weekend. Let's see. They say between Wicked, Gladiator 2... and Moana 2, this was a $420 million weekend for the movies. Like, movie theaters are like, oh my God, it's our Black Friday. Mm-hmm. More than $100 million ahead of the previous record, which was set in 2018 with $316 million. Overseas, Moana 2 started off with $165. Globally, they're at $386 million. It's been out for 5 days. Incredible. Let me see if there's some other. They have like a list of. Oh, here we go. It's the biggest 5 day debut of all time, period. Moana 2, November of 2024. Super Mario Brothers, April of 2023, made $204 million. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen from July 2010, $200 million. Transformers Dark of the Moon, July 2011. $163 million. I'm really surprised that the Transformers movies are the biggest ones.
Blah.
And Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince from July of 2009 is in fifth place with $158 million. Biggest five-day Thanksgiving earner all time by a mile, Moana 2, $221 million. Second place, Frozen 2 with $125 million. $100 million less.
I don't understand why... If you've seen Moana, and I know the people at Disney, the executives have, I don't understand why you would discount the power of those characters. They're epic.
Mm-hmm.
They're epic. It's up there with all of the great first movies. The I think it's up there with Cars. It's up there with, I can't think of any more, but it's up there. Like, damn, man. And someone wrote in and said, Moana 2 originally started out as a Disney Plus series.
Oh my God.
And then
funny.
They converted, which is even more discounting of such a great
right.
movie that they just went, we can turn that one into a series. What? Why?
Money.
Well, money,
well,
money,
but
money,
they
money.
Just, look what they just made. And now the problem will be they won't have the life of that soundtrack to carry it. That first soundtrack is, well, Sarah said it. You're welcome. Like that song alone.
Among all animated films, Moana 2 is only third place for opening day. They're all, let's see, two Pixar movies and then Moana, which is a Disney property. At number three is 2018's Incredibles 2. All three are twos, are sequels.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the biggest opening day. Incredibles 2, $63 million. Number 2 is Inside Out 2. Oh, I'm sorry. Number 1 is Inside Out 2 with $71 million. They're third. I just did that all wrong. It's the third biggest opening. Number 1 is Inside Out 2. Number 2 is Incredibles 2. Number 3 is Moana 2.
Okay.
Jesus. Anyway. I mean, it really did. I there's just so many things that are going to be difficult to describe. Anyway, there's that. Moana 2, congratulations. All right, it's time to play a quick game. A little quickie.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Time to play a game.
All right.
Who said, this is a quiz called, who said that? I'll give you some names. You tell me who said it.
Okay.
I feel really proud that I'm all natural. Was it Jennifer Aniston, Martha Stewart, Taylor Swift, Kate Beckinsale, Miley Cyrus?
Too many names.
Or Paris Hilton?
Too many choices.
Well, let's get some of those.
Paris
out of there.
Hilton.
It was Paris Hilton. She said, "I've stayed out of the sun. I've never done any Botox, injectables, no surgery, nothing."
Good for her.
Is that kind of unbelievable? How old is she? Like in her 40s, easily.
But she's had work done.
Mm-hmm. She says, no.
No boobs.
She
no
says,
nothing.
I'm really proud that I'm all natural. Mm. I've stayed out of the sun. I've never done any Botox, injectables, no surgery, nothing. My mom told me when I was 8 years old, Paris, stay out of the sun. And then she taught me this amazing 10-step skincare routine. And there's a video. I'll put it up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page.
The sun is... I love it so much, and it there's nothing like it on your face and that feeling on your body. But yeah.
Feel it for a second and then get out of
it. I look like a foot.
No, you don't. Yeah, I do. Stop it.
The sun just absolutely destroys you. Jeez.
I think of like people who destroy by the sun, I do think of Tan Mom, even though that's not even technically the sun that did that
to
her.
Tanning booths. But yeah, I was out. My friend Seth came to town, and my friends are like me. He calls, "Hey, we might be stopping by on Saturday. You going to be around?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, but I mean, are you? All right. Well, just let me know if you get here." Right. And then, of course, he showed. So I took him surfing, and we went out for like three hours. And there was a point where I went, "There's no sunscreen left on me. Mm. There's no possible way." And it's just, you're out.
Right. What are you going to do? Go in and put your sunscreen on?
Go reapply? No.
Well, I mean, maybe. Maybe she had a little pocket.
No, just like a there's no pockets. Somewhere. No.
You have your little squeeze. Nah. Squeeze.
Mm. You want to hear something funny?
Yes, I do.
I want to tell
all
you
the
this
funny
early
things.
Before we go out.
Okay.
You know, parents, I know that most parents find themselves in this, I want to explain all the things.
Yes.
It's my job to bring this kid up, right. And I should tell them stuff.
Right.
And there we were driving home from Tahoe on Friday morning. And we were worried about Black Friday traffic as we came through certain spots. And there was a point where I forget who asked, but, you know, what? Why Black Friday? And Isla goes, "Well, it's for black people."
Oh.
And I'm like, "Windows up. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?"
Wow.
And I go, "What?" And she goes, "Isn't it?"
Oh.
And I go, "No, that is, I think, I'm pretty sure, wait a minute, do I know what Black Friday is for? I thought it was companies that are maybe in the red throughout the year are going to make their nut on
they
Friday.
Get into the black.
Right.
Right.
But you got to tell kids stuff. And, yeah, you know, yep. Her best guess was completely
it's
wrong.
It's for black people. That's.
I just went, oh my God.
That's really funny.
No, kid, no.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's not?
Well, that's, I definitely went, wait a minute, let me look this up real quick. I thought it was about what you spend and
yes,
it, that
well,
companies
I, right.
get into the black.
So then you guys had a discussion about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had.
It's really cute. Kids are very cute. What if little black kids think that too? Like, oh, it's my special day. Like, this is.
I bet they don't, but I.
I bet they get the explanation a little bit earlier than your daughter did. No, hon, that's not what it is. It's all about money.
Dad
surprise.
No,
that's not a dad fail at all.
No, that's a dad.
The dad opportunity. It's a dad opportunity.
Dad opportunity.
Okay, I'm out of time. What do you got coming up?
Well, how did the Niners do last night? And more after these.
Hold on, I got to figure out how to do this now. Here we go. Okay.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Please? Okay. I'll allow it. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are back, baby. Everything is happening. We've got the Alice ticket stop happening this weekend. Listen to this. We will be at Public Market Emeryville giving away tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland this Saturday from 1 p.m. till 2:30 p.m. Public Market Emeryville offers a great time for the whole family. Enjoy over a dozen restaurants and bars, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch favorite teams, and family-friendly activities. For more info, head to RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART.
Oh.
If you're shopping, ice skating, or heading to the airport this holiday season, avoid the stress of dealing with unpredictable Bay Area traffic. Take BART. Visit BART.gov. BART. Let's go.
Hey, BART. How you doing?
Made me miss Aho a little bit. Let's go. That was his thing.
LFJ.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So, look, the weather apps are always wrong. I found that out over the, so we don't do weather here anymore. Just kidding. But I mean, really, come on, weather people with
We're going to tell you some weather. No idea if it's worth telling you or not.
You better really be careful traveling this holiday season. It's going to be Snowmageddon. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, do you think that there's like, is this, are you a conspiracy theorist when it's like, you know, the weather channels behind like all the predictions and all these names, the bomb cyclone, the whatever that atmospheric river thing is, the velociraptor sundown, you know, whatever.
I'm Snowmageddon. Sure there's been some rating bumps when they have things like bomb cyclone
right. Better tune
as
in
a
over
headline.
There.
And it certainly was enough to get me on the road a day early.
Yeah.
Because I don't change plans.
No.
I have things to do on Monday before we go. I'm
going to believe you did it.
I'm totally busy. I cannot leave. Okay, we're leaving because I can't sit in the car on the side of the road at 2 a.m. with kids because of a snowstorm.
Yeah. Kids
which
and cups
never
of pee.
Materialized. Yeah. You've done that, huh?
Oh my God.
Overnight.
Overnight.
With both your boys.
Yep, both boys.
How old were they?
No dogs. They were probably. Maybe like, come in. Maybe like 14 and 12.
Is that your knee?
No. That's somebody knocking out there on something.
Oh, okay.
Trying to make something work. You know
they
how people
bang on things?
They were
12 and you were stuck in the middle of the night on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Did you have blankets and stuff or did you guys freeze?
No, we had our ski clothes. Actually, we must have had something in there because we didn't freeze, but we were there forever. And you absolutely have to turn your car off. You're like, okay, well, we don't want to run out of gas on the highway with, you're just stuck. You're stopped.
Right.
And then people, men run off into the woods, women pee in cups and then dump it out.
Oh,
that's not awesome.
Oof. All right. Well, today it's going to be in the 60s and it's mostly clear and should be a decent day.
Yesterday was gorgeous.
I got up early and took my friend Seth surfing and it's one of those things where I'm expecting it to be 30 and it was 55 at first light.
Mm.
Just warm for random, like, what?
I know. It's okay. Very, very unpredictable. No wonder. Weather is hard.
Yeah, I guess.
Hard to predict it.
Well, maybe you could, you know, tamp the hype down a little if you're not sure.
Yeah. I was actually sweating out back doing some yard work yesterday. Like it was pushing 70 degrees. I'm like, this is a beautiful freaking day.
It was a nice day.
So rake some
more
leaves.
Of that today in the 60s, but still should be. And it was on the drive in, totally clear. Could see the stars, everything. Really nice. Okay.
Nice.
So it is now December, everyone. December 2nd to be exact.
December.
Wait, is that right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
December 2nd.
All right. Here's some stuff you can look forward to in December.
I'm ready.
College football season is almost over already, and we go into the bowl games starting mid-month.
What are you? You just don't want it to end.
Yeah,
it's just too soon.
It goes by too quick, and then
it does feel like football fast forwards the whole thing. It's like preseason stuff that's happening in August, and the next thing you know, it's the holidays.
Well, and if you're a football fan, and I am. But I also have little kids and there's lots of things. There's a play. You got to the Isla's play. And then we've got this. And then we're going to Tahoe and we're on the road. And then all of a sudden you realize, wow, I let a lot of weekends get past me.
Mm-hmm.
I missed a lot of football games. I mean, I did a lot of other stuff, but still.
The season's really long now, though.
Pro football.
College is what it is, right?
And speaking of pros, the Niners were on Sunday Night Football last night. The snow that we didn't get.
They got it.
They got it in Buffalo.
I love that, though. I love watching a snowy game.
And despite the Niners having a few good drives there for a minute, we got stomped. And we just don't have the players. There's too many injuries, and it looks like our season's over. I'll cheer for them.
Yep.
I love the Niners.
No.
But I was even in the elevator coming up with one of the guys from the game. I probably shouldn't say Bonte. And he was like, we got stomped. And so I got it from a good source that our season's over. And our running back is hurt. Christian McCaffrey's hurt and like season over for him now. Oh, So we lost 35-10 in Buffalo. And there's that. Back to the week, the month of December. Sonic the Hedgehog comes out. Mufasa comes out on the 20th.
Oh, that's exciting.
Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Bill Skarsgård and Lily Rose Depp.
Yeah. She's, I've seen her in a few things. She's really good. There's a couple of movies that have like the dumb popcorn bucket, because now those are collectible. You know, the Dune one where you put your hand in, it looks super sexual. There's a few different movies that have little, like theirs is a coffin, like a kind of a sarcophagus.
Oh, for Nosferatu.
For Nosferatu.
Okay. All right. Baby Girl with Nicole Kidman and Timothée Chalamet plays Dylan in a movie
40
called...
40 songs he recorded for that.
He did it.
He did it.
A Complete Unknown is the name of the movie. All right.
Timothée Chalamet.
You think he pulled it?
I don't know. I have to say that I don't like him in it. I don't like the look of it. I like him, but it does feel like, nah. Mm-mm.
In the stills that I saw early in the making of that movie, I was like, that's just Timothée Chalamet. In the film commercials for the movie, he looks like him.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they did, like just...
I have the trailer.
Animated his face something.
Like who, for those of us that don't know, what's the movie?
Oh, sorry. Bob Dylan.
Oh, it's Bob
Dylan. A Complete Unknown. Yeah, he did 40. He apparently recorded and performed 40 songs in this. So it's basically one long. I'm sure maybe they just show little clips of it.
Well.
I've got a video clip right here in this story. I'll put it up on the ceremony.
It's not like he had to write the songs.
Nope.
And he did just have to imitate what we all know to be a very unique voice.
Complete unknown.
Yeah, there you go. You did it.
Dylan. All right, it's
on
up.
TV, there's lots of specials. National Christmas tree lighting on December 20th. Jamie Foxx's new stand-up special hits Netflix on Tuesday. Maybe we'll find out if P. Diddy is behind his extended hospital stay.
I am dying to find out.
Season 2 of Squid Game is this month, and Nate Bargatze's new stand-up special is this month as well.
The Squid Game thing I put up, I also put the trailer for that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page this morning.
Finally, for the holidays, the big ones are Christmas and Hanukkah. Looks like Hanukkah starts on Christmas this year, and Kwanzaa's December 26th. Yeah.
Okay.
There's also Giving Tuesday. Today is... Well, last Friday was Black Friday. Today's Cyber Monday, and tomorrow's Giving Tuesday.
Remember your charities. Remember to give to food banks and homeless shelters and whatever, you know, whatever charities are close to your heart.
And then New Year's Eve on the 31st.
Oof. And Marianne's birthday on the 29th.
Marianne!
She gets forgotten a lot because she'd be those birthdays between Christmas and New Year's.
Nobody forgets Marianne.
That is true. I never forget Marianne.
Nobody does. Yeah. Are you kidding?
No, you're right.
Chick's a stunner.
I thought you were going to say she was a stud. She is a stunner. I saw her on Saturday and she was just looked fantastic.
Oh, yeah? Mm. In her winter best?
Yeah, just like right all bundled up. Adorable. Rosy cheeks.
It's Cyber Monday. There's 3 weeks or a little more till Christmas. Wait, is it exactly 3 weeks? No, it can't be.
It isn't. I think it's almost 4 weeks.
The 4th would be full 3 weeks.
Right. Something like that. Yeah, no, you're right.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3 weeks is on the 4th.
But
so
3 weeks
Wednesday.
Until we go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we're already counting down. Well, by we, I mean me.
You know what? I would say, well, first of all, I'd like to think that you already know that we love doing this, and it's my great dream to be here and doing
Living
this
the
every
dream,
day.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Did you see the video? You know, of course you didn't. I posted this video. We got this note from our company that said, "Hey, do a video and you know, get it to us just about how grateful you are." And I was like, "Okay." I'm walking down this path in Tahoe, and I go, I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, I'm so jealous that you already did it.
I didn't. So I hit play and I'm like, hey, it's Vinny from Alice. And in the background, my youngest, also known as Hulk Baby, goes, ah! And I was just like, ugh.
That would have been great.
That would have been so awesome.
It's not. It's not great.
It's. Did you put it up on Facebook?
I posted the scream on Instagram. I posted it, but it was just one of those things where I was like, of course the timing is right as I hit record.
I don't know. I honestly don't know why you don't recognize that as the thing we all want to see. What are you doing?
Well, I did post it. You could have seen it. But
yeah, I didn't see it. But
I'll show it to you.
I thought maybe we'd all do it together as a morning show.
Well, we're going to have to because the one I did in the woods got stomped on by my 6-year-old. I almost said 2-year-old, but it's really
going by. It's been a few years. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Let's see here. With the shopping, for Cyber Monday, a survey asked parents what kids under 14 really want this year, and the number one response was clothing. And I'm not surprised because screens, we've all got them.
Yep. So it is harder and harder to shop for people. Like even my kids, we're barely doing a Christmas this year. We're flying them to our house. Like there's your Christmas present. But I got to get them. I want them to have something to open.
Clothing, shoes, accessories. Most parents are saying that's what the kids are after this year. 42% say they're shopping for toys. 37 say tech and electronics, but mostly clothes won the day.
That's funny.
We still have a kid that our youngest still goes, I want these dolls.
Oh, like a list of dolls?
Yeah. And we're like, you have 400 dolls.
Sick of those ones. I need new ones.
Yeah, new dolls. Yeah. Needs new dolls.
What about the older one? What is she asking for?
Clothes.
Oh, is she really asking for clothes? How funny.
She's into her style. She's 11. Yeah. She's become a
cutie.
A style person. Mm-hmm. Well, and you forget, but by 11, I was fully living a life, man. I was out there.
Yeah.
Pursuing, skateboarding greatness and more. So it's hard to remember that when I'm looking at her and she's just my little girl. But yeah, she's,
fully involved in what's going on in her
wants
head.
Wants to be cute. Right? Wants to, be happening with all her friends. Wants to be popular, I'm sure.
I just don't want her to want to get likes on Instagram. Like, it really scares me.
She doesn't
me.
Have that.
Good. No, I know. She's only 11, but, that's right around the corner for the kids that age.
Oh, we're going to fight it.
Good.
We're going to fight it and fight it
fight
and fight
hard.
It until we can't fight it anymore. About 30% of parents are planning to primarily shop at big box stores like Walmart and Target. Others will focus on department stores, discount stores, small businesses, and locally owned boutiques. I'm sure, what they're not mentioning is Amazon.
Yeah.
Because I don't see it there, but it's Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Isn't Amazon the number one stop?
They are. And I went on yesterday to grab a couple things and everything, it's all lit up with the, Black Friday deals, Cyber Monday deals, all these, every single thing has a little coupon you got to click on. It's a lot.
Let's see here. Cyber Monday is the most popular online shopping day of the year. It's also number one overall now, as in it beats Black Friday.
Not too surprising. Because when you don't have to leave, I think some people like Black Friday because they need to get out of their house.
I think it's the physicality of it all, like touching stuff, being out, being around.
I thought getting away from the family. Like, I got to go.
Too,
I got to go shopping. I've had enough of you, Ma. I love you, Mother.
I still, this is just an admission. It's a personal thing. It's no political statement at all whatsoever. All right. I still have that, I don't want to catch your cold or your COVID at all.
Right.
And so, I went and saw a play, Isla's play on whatever day that was. Maybe it was, right before we left for vacation but I'm in an auditorium and I'm just going, oh, man. And then, stores, the same thing. And then you go, right now, grocery stores, lots of people wearing masks.
Yes. Lots of masks, tons of masks in New York.
It's
everybody in New York is wearing masks.
Like, oh, I don't have one of those. And I didn't even think of it.
I used to have so many.
I know, everywhere. In every pocket. No, I noticed that and I thought that's smart. It's if you can get through the holidays and not get COVID, yay.
Yeah, I had it twice this year.
Ugh.
So I'm not interested.
No,
you can
thank
keep
you.
That. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, so our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, Vin, it was Small Business Weekend, but maybe people can still continue to patronize their local businesses since they are really the backbone of our economy. I agree. I absolutely agree. So maybe we can do that.
Yes.
I wanted to hear what you had to say. I was hoping you would start again. I don't know what that's about.
Hey everybody, welcome back. How was your vacation?
Oh, well,
maybe that's it.
We start the show again. Yeah.
You want to know what I did over the vacation?
Yes.
Check this out. I went and test drove a Tesla.
Oh. Don't do it. But
well, what do you mean don't do it? Why do you say?
Because he's mad at Elon.
Because then you'll be a Tesla driver. And
you know what? You'll be really happy and not stopping at gas stations.
It is funny that now people who own Teslas are like quick to say, it's not about Elon for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that guy's PR has just gone.
Tanked him. Yeah.
He is. You loved him.
I thought Elon Musk saves the world. There's still things about him that I'm like, that's great. Then there's other things where I'm like, that guy is mental. Anyway.
But so you looked at it, but.
Oh, I didn't buy anything yet, but I definitely.
When he's looking, though, he's getting there. He does his research.
Here's what happened. My Mercedes, I've been driving for over 10 years. Yep. It's a diesel. That thing is a beast. 220 something miles on it already. It's a beast. But the parts around that engine aren't the same beast that the diesel engine is. And I've been updating this and that and another thing. And today I got to take it in and get a diesel pump. There's this liquid. Anyway, it was making noise. So I drove the van again today, which I did a 200 point turn to get into that spot. Yeah.
Teslas are wide.
Oh, this is, so what did you have?
I had the Y. Are you looking at the 3?
I'm looking at the 3.
Is the one. That's the one. It's less expensive, and I think it would fit downstairs.
Oh, it'll fit fine. Okay. Absolutely. So I took a drive. It drives killer. Mm. I don't know if you drove yours a lot or if that was John's car or what?
You know, I didn't drive it a lot. It really wasn't either of our car. We got it, and then it didn't fit in my space at work, and so it sat in our driveway, and that's why we got rid of it. I'm like, I can't fit it in my space.
Is the Y the sort of SUV version?
It's the slightly smaller, like the SUV is the X, isn't it?
I don't know.
With the gull wing things.
I drove the 3 and loved it.
Great.
But it's got one of those things that, I guess this is e-cars, because I've never had one. When you take your foot off the gas, the thing just stops.
Yes.
Almost cold.
They call it one-foot driving, because if you time everything right, you never touch your brake.
And I imagine that you've got a learning curve for that because
it doesn't take long.
My first drive, I was like, you know, you pull your foot off and go, woof,
yeah.
Whoa.
Well, it's really one of the reasons you need like that cruise control and you need that, you know, that auto steer and all that stuff.
You know,
like,
I have a friend who's
be great in that
confirmed,
car.
Like owns 2 Teslas. And he's been saying, you got to get the, for your commute, you can get that thing will drive you to work every day. And you could make payments on, like, I'll drive. It's fine. I'm going to drive. But anyway, I did like it. So I just thought.
What color are you going to get?
I'm not getting one yet. But
you just get the white one? It's $1,000 less to get the white one.
I just can't keep pouring money into a 10-year-old car is what it comes down to.
And
so
your commute is obscene.
And I cannot be on the side of the road.
No.
On Highway 17. No. I just can't.
Right.
So I'm going to figure it out. But anyway, I went and drove it and was like, well, it's pretty nice. And I haven't had a car in I don't know how long.
Just like a little
sedan. It's a car.
Yeah.
You're down on the ground.
Yep.
Weird.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see it.
I saw Vinny's post about trying an E. And then had to go back and look at the picture. Talk about a jump scare.
Why?
Because I was so butt ugly?
Oh, no. Maybe because they were like afraid you'd get one or something?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Well, anyway.
But you have said that you're not going to do it.
Well.
So I'm really glad to hear. You're always saying stuff you're not going to do, and then there you are doing it. So this
I'm
is just another
I'm admitting that
one
I'm coming around to some, I'm checking out all my possibilities. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I can't keep pouring money into a 10-year-old car.
Your mind is going to be blown. No more every 2 weeks going to get your oil changed. Tires are the only thing you got to do on that car. That is it. No more gas station. No more nothing.
I just figured out that text. When they said trying E, they thought maybe you were trying ecstasy.
Oh, whoa.
That's why
now
they
I
did
get it.
Scare.
Okay, no, oh. I was trying an electric car. Yeah.
Trying E. Oh, I get it. I see. No, so you're saying your caption said I'm trying E.
Yeah. Mm. Huh, that's funny. No, I've never even done ecstasy.
Oh, yeah.
And I know some people who've done it when had, you know, the reviews were pretty good.
I liked it.
You liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard the reviews were good.
I liked everything, though.
Mm. I dated a lady who was like, oh, it's so fun. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. You don't need to sell me on drugs and alcohol, though.
If anything, walk it back. Those all suck. It's like, you don't want that cupcake, too many calories. Come on.
Over on the stack.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, love in jail and Thanksgiving.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.